where you are. Just call my name. I'll be there.
You like a little black dress, so I wear red. I've never been a kind of to ever let it get in my head. So you should just say less. Never done what Simon says. Wear your makeup, make it look casual. Wear your hair straight, actually natural. That don't make no sense, honey. I don't need saving, I am not a damsel. But if your opinions are too much to handle, whatever, whatever, I'm not gonna do with you. If you like girl that does what she's supposed to do, and I don't, whatever, whatever am I gonna do with you? I'm not that kind of girl. If you like her, could you like me too? Whatever, whatever am I gonna do? Whatever, 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 I'll do what I do. Whatever, 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 I'll do. To step in my shoes, you see that I can't let you do what you're trying to do to me. I've given up control before, It left me in pieces. But when I try to talk to you about it, all I ever hear you say is you can grab a conscious smile. I know you wanna talk, but not right now. And that don't make no sense, no. I don't need a sticker, I am not fragile. But if your opinions are too much to handle, whatever, whatever am I gonna do with you? If you like a girl that does what she's supposed to do, and I don't, whatever, whatever am I gonna do with you? I'm not that kind of girl. If you like her, could you like me too? Whatever, whatever am I gonna do? Whatever, 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 yeah. Whatever, whatever, I'll do what I do. Whatever, 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 whatever. How did I pay to love you? Cost me pennies on pennies, pounds on pounds. When I didn't really want you, turn my heart and my pockets inside out. If you didn't know I was your sponsor, you know now. I was never gonna fit into your mold. I was never gonna do as I was told. I was never, guess I was never gonna give you what you want. I was never gonna act a certain way. And if you try make me, I'll never stay. I'd never stay, so whatever, whatever am I gonna do with you? If you like a girl that does what she's supposed to do, and I don't, whatever, whatever am I gonna do with you? I'm not that kind of girl. If you like her, could you like me too? Whatever, whatever am I gonna do? Whatever, 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 whatever. Oh yeah. Whatever, whatever, I'll do what I do. Whatever, 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 whatever. Whatever, whatever, I'll do what I do.
The best old school jams. Hot 92.3, where old school lives, lives, lives.
Hey.
kills all chronic odors with the world's number one burning oil / air freshener. That's right, there's a burning oil that we developed that you can spray as well. No added chemicals, no added colors. That's right, give us a call today at 404-286-6700. Or come on by Heavenly Body Products at 2571 Park Center Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia. Get your supplies today. Start your own business. That's right, chronickillers.com. We keep the hood smelling good.
Have you ever wanted to know how to get a government contract? Well, look no more. Witcher Consulting is offering a government contracting masterclass set to launch November 1st. You'll learn the importance of small business startup and evaluation, small business wealth building and credit, public speaking, and government contract consulting. Contact Witcher Consulting today at 678-607-6070. That's 678-607-6070 to join the waiting list. Mention 92.3 to receive a 20% promotion code. Call today, Witcher Consulting at 678-607-6070.
I'm George Daigle, celebrating an African-American first. Jefferson Franklin Long became the first African-American in the state of Georgia to be elected as a congressman in 1870. In 1871, he made history once again by becoming the first African-American to speak on the floor of the House of Representatives. I'm George Daigle, celebrating an African-American first.
Blackness. Keep on.
Hot 92.3.
Ooh. passes by. Until the next time we speak, I hope that I can make you mine. For another man steals your heart, and once your beauty is mine, I swear we will never be apart.
Walks by me every day.
Time to think about, but I didn't want to move too fast, 'cause I knew that when I saw you again, that I wouldn't want to let you pass, 'cause my eyes have seen the glory, in the coming of your smile, so I swear if you ever come round again,
going on, family? We're here on your number one station for dark contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. It is the Inspirational Love Hour. And listen, I got Miss Sheila in the building. She over here pointing and acting a fool. Let me tell y'all something. First of all, my sister Eb's in the building too, but I'm going to tell you about Miss Sheila real quick before she announces herself. Y'all, she be up here doing some kind of pantomime stuff. I don't know.
Hey, this is Radio Show. Can they see me?
We're going to put this camera on her so y'all can see. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to try to keep myself together over here.
Just let me introduce myself.
Go ahead.
My name is Sheila. Stunning, spectacular, sensational Sheila on this beautiful Sunday. How about that, people? It is beautiful out the door. I feel beautiful. The world is beautiful. Yes.
Em, If you're going to talk, you're going to hang out today. There we go.
Hey, y'all. This is EB3 on the mic.
EB3 in the place to be. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, well, let's start this thing off right. Here we go. Father God, I pray you bless every listener tuning in. I pray that this show helps jumpstart their week, that this week brings good news, overflow, peace in their home, joy in their spirit, and love in their heart. I thank you in advance, and it's already done in your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's go ahead and get to this affirmation. And we got to do it like this. Start our week off right. Say this with me. Great things are meant to happen to me.
Great things are meant to happen to me.
My life is amazing.
My life is amazing.
I can achieve any goal I set.
I can achieve any goal I set.
The grace to be wealthy is on my life.
The grace to be wealthy is on my life.
The grace to be healthy is on my life.
The grace to be healthy is on my life.
This will be the best week ever.
This will be the best week ever.
Amen. Listen, we're going to pray that y'all get some good news this week. That any kind of health issues, anything that happened in your life, that you get a good report this week. You know, we're going to just go and pray on that thing, man, that we're going to have a great week and that we're going to have a good time. So you know what? Let's go ahead and just chop it up about our weeks a little bit. Miss Sheila, how was your week this week? Ooh,
okay. Well, this past week was really busy, and I was doing a lot of coming and going, and for some reason, I just couldn't get my days straight.
Okay.
We did have a holiday. That Monday, last President's Monday was Day. A holiday.
That's right. Yep.
See, every holiday for the new year that comes up, it throws me off. But I can get back on track and on task, people. So it was wonderful.
That's
woke
good.
Up every morning. Hey, who can say that? Thank you, Jesus, for another day. You didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you did. Amen.
That's right.
That's how I jump start my day and my week.
That's good. And how was your week?
My week was good. Healthy good. Body, healthy mind. I just keep going. You know, keep thinking of new things to do. Just
That's
happy.
Good. That's good. That's good.
All right.
Yeah, so my week was extremely busy, but it was good. It was good this week. You know, just as always, working on. You know what? Shout out to Many Shades of Color Women's Conference, okay. Which is coming up this next weekend, next Saturday in Des Moines, Iowa. You know, we work on their mobile app.
That's the big thing over visitor.
Yep. With Valor and Valerie and Hip Hope. And so but we're doing a mobile app this year, so they will have a mobile app on the store. So we've been working on that the last couple of weeks, getting that done, getting everything submitted.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for Many Shades of Color Mobile. Probably Thursday you'll be able to download that on your phone. So go ahead and get it, and you'll be able to see all the presenters. You'll be able to see what they're talking about. You can see how to sew into that ministry is what I'm going to call it as a ministry.
That's
they got
right.
some big sponsors over there. So mm-hmm. we had that. And you know what? Matter of fact, I took JJ to this man, y'all. It's been a busy week. I'm going to tell y'all about everything we had. So we went to Jonathan McReynolds had a listening party for his new album that just came out.
Okay.
My Truth. And JJ, that's her favorite artist. That's so
oh,
she
really?
Was,
oh,
she
knows
God.
Her favorite artist.
Oh, yeah, she knows her favorite artist. She knows his music and everything. So we went to his listening party with that. Y'all make sure y'all check that new album out, My Truth. It's super, super, super dope. You got to make sure you check that out, okay. Jonathan McReynolds. So we went and did check that out. Then Friday night, Starry, which is Sprite's new competition with Pepsi, it just came out. And then there was a launch party for that. And we went to that, and with my man Manny. Shout out to my man Manny. Shout out to 712 Vodka that was sponsored too. It was Uncle Nearest, 712, Pepsi, and Starry out right. at the patio lounge out there in out next to Chicago Pizza. Called the patio lounge, little cigar spot out there.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had that popping off, and then man, what else? I feel like I'm missing something. It was something
you
else do. Big.
What you're missing is Sheila, because I didn't get any memo. What in the world? That's what... people. Okay, go ahead. Finish your...
Wait. Then yesterday, we was in Morrow, Georgia, for they had a Black History Month celebration. CeeLo Green performed. Tony Terry.
Wow.
Yeah, out this way. And,
Tony
I was
Terry.
Tired. Yeah.
Okay, people. I'm out.
Yep.
I think this is going to be my last week. I'm getting my last week notice.
So we had that. We went out to that. Check that out for a little bit. And coming up March 17th, we have our next Wine and Winning Conversation. It's going to be here March 17th, the third Friday of March. It's going to be good, 6 to 9 p.m. Make sure you're in the place. Make sure you bring your business cards. Make sure you bring your social media handles. Get ready to pass them out. Our sister station, ATL Talks, we will be in here talking about, in Cluster Live Studios Live, we're going to be talking about business, talking about how we can network, how we can build together, and how we can, build this thing going forward. That's the goal. And today I was at Breathe ATL, 9:45 a.m. for the pre-party. Make sure y'all check me out, Breathe ATL, every Sunday for the pre-party. I do a DJ set. So we was rocking that out. And you know what? Listen, when we get out of here today,
what's going to happen?
I'm going to give me some rest.
What is that?
I'm going to give me some rest. I'm going to lay down.
He don't know
matter
how to
of fact,
do that.
You know what? I'm gonna probably turn on BMF because, matter of fact, I was kicking it with my boy Lil Zane Friday night. Shout out to Lil Zane. We got to hang out a little bit. He was out there with the crew.
Is he on BMF or something?
He's on there. Yep, he's on. He's one of the characters on the new BMF. So see, make sure y'all check that out.
People, this is it right here now. Woo, I'm going to take my wig off on this one.
Don't take the wig off.
Take my wig off.
Please put it back on.
Leave my hair shampooed.
Listen, it's going to be a good look. So, yeah, we rocking, we rolling, we having a good time. And listen, we got a great show for y'all today. We got a lot of events coming up. We got some stuff we're going to do.
Big thing popping.
Man, big things popping. Little things, what they doing?
Stopping.
They stopping. That's it. That's see? It. That's the little ooh, thing stopping.
What do you so, tell us? We can collide.
Man, listen, matter of fact, and make sure you guys check out, man, I didn't download, I will play it starting next week, but I did not play it, but y'all got to check out that new Satisfy by Darrell Anthony. That thing is some heat.
That dude good, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one I say you sound on?
Yeah, like, yep.
Yeah.
Darrell. Matter of fact, he was at the it's called Satisfy. It's called Satisfy. Matter of fact, he was at the Fontana Festival out in L.A., well, I think it's in California. I don't remember what part of California, but it was good. It was a good look. So he's out there this weekend. Darrell Anthony, Satisfied. Make sure you guys check that out. That new Darrell Anthony. Make sure you check that joint out. And we're going to play some good music for y'all today. We're going to play some new music for y'all. We're going to talk about some of these topics. Listen, I got one for y'all for sure. What? Check this out.
What's up?
So Kanye and Adidas have finally reached an agreement. Now, remember, they was like, oh, we ain't dealing with Ye no more, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of money that they was going to miss out on, right? Let me tell you about this.
They folks to eat that thing.
They had to think that thing through.
Come on.
Right, they had to think that thing through. So check this out. Kanye West and Adidas have recently finalized an agreement that entails the release, right, of the remaining $500 million worth of Yeezy shoes slated for 2023. So what they wasn't going to do on either side was missing out on them 500 M's. That'd be foolish. Absolutely foolish.
Yeah. So business is business.
Business is business. Business is business. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do that. Mm-hmm. So the renewed contract appears to focus solely on the sale of existing inventory and does not include any provisions for the introduction of fresh Yeezy clothing or shoe designs. Speaking of shoe designs, y'all, I was saddened this weekend.
What happened?
Because we're supposed to have an event here Saturday. And so I couldn't come to it. I couldn't go on this trip. So
okay,
but I had got invited. Shout out to Rich Kicks, my man Sneaker King. I had got invited, him and my man Mike. I had got invited to Portland, Oregon, to the Nike Sneaker Ball.
Oh wow!
And I missed it.
No,
not the man that has over 300 or 400 pairs of
y'all pray sneakers. For your boy this week because I fell into a slight depression about it.
That's why he's going to get some rest. He's still depressed.
But Rich and Mike, if you're listening, brothers, I will be there next year. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you all a call when I get it. I got to see who was there, what was happening, what I missed, because I will not miss it next year. Matter of fact, and then and also that festivals, I think it was all on the West Coast.
Man.
It was all on the West Coast this weekend, and I done missed out. But that's okay, though. We ain't going to miss that. We ain't going to miss NAACP Awards. We missed out on a lot of stuff.
That's all right. Each year.
Yeah.
A higher level.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. We're going to get to
keep
it.
Keep a debt.
We're going to get to it. I'm telling you. So I said, no, next time, we're going to make it. We're going to make it happen. It's going to be good. So, yeah. So, Kanye and Adidas have reached an agreement, which is great. You know, I got me a pair of Yeezys and... I can't really get with the Croc style joints, but I like the shoes.
I like the Croc.
You like the Croc style?
Yeah, well, the new one, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, well, we're going to be back right here on your number one station for Dr. Chipper R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love Hour. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, good people? This is your boy, Sean, host of Red Cup Conversations. Join me each and every Saturday and Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on your number one urban adult contemporary R&B station, Hot 92.3. For right now, keep it locked, y'all.
in the loop for life. Told myself I wouldn't start my day online. From that shape and how they move. But is it just a distraction? Oh, it drives my soul divine. Ain't no way to play your life. Can't give an amazing night to a lady on the side. When a baby in a tribe. Enemies, enemies, enemies. Calling me Uncle Mike. Family, enemies, in a piece of the time. Yeah, I'm sure all I know. But is it just a distraction? Or what drives myself with you by? Yeah, can I get to the end? Sweet dance.
So sweet.
Show me the way. Cause I got news to play. Can I get to the end? Sweet dance. Show me the way. Cause I got news to play.
What's going on, y'all? We're back here on your number one station for dark contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love Hour, and I got the brunch crew in here, and I got Eb,
right.
Eb's in here subbing. Now, Eb might be a permanent member in a minute.
Hey, get out of here. Talk about the dude,
bro.
Talk about the
dude.
So, yeah. Relationship.
We got this thing going, man, and we're going to have a good time with y'all today.
That's
but
right.
There's one thing I want to kind of put in your mind real quick, just to kind of think on this, right? Because we're always thinking about the past and things we can't change about the past, right? Mm-hmm. And relationships mm-hmm. that we could amend it, situations like that. And we're always thinking about the future, right? But what about the right now? And one thing that that was on my spirit to say to y'all, and I'm going to do it to myself as well, is what gift will you offer yourself for your birthday, right? If your birthday's already passed, I get it, so then start now.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do for yourself whenever your birthday is, from now to when that birthday is, as a gift to yourself? It can be, and this is what I mean by a gift to yourself. So it can be a weight loss gift, mm-hmm. right? So okay. Because that's going to help you for your future. So if you
that's
say, hey,
right.
I want to lose 15 pounds, that's my gift to myself.
Absolutely.
Right?
Self-care.
Or, that's right, self-care. Mm-hmm. Or I want to get myself out of mm-hmm. $10,000 worth of debt or mm-hmm. $5,000 worth
Set
of debt.
It.
Whatever that may be. Let those type of things be the gift to yourself because you're setting yourself up for the future. And one person said to me a long time ago, and I heard him, but I didn't take heed to it, but now I am. He said, what will the Jordan of today gift the Jordan of 10 years from now? If you really think deep on that, it's like, what can you do for yourself now that's going
to
make life better and make you more prepared
yeah.
for your future in 10 years from now? So I need everybody this week to really, really take some time to think about that. What can you do for yourself now? It could be health. It could be spiritual. It could be mental. It could be financial. Let's take some time and think, what can I do for myself starting today that will affect myself a year from now for my next birthday and then 10 years from now?
I pledge to do so.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Like I said, I got some certain goals. My birthday's a couple months out, but I got some stuff that I want to, you know, manifest and bring into existence and pray on and work on daily for mm-hmm. my own self. And I think we all have some things because we all can improve, you know.
Sure can.
And the thing about it is if you put it in that perspective, you think deeper as into man, this is really something that I need to do. You know, it's mm-hmm. not just something shallow. It's not like, oh, I want to go take this trip. I want this type of car. No, what gift are you giving to yourself a year from now, 5 years from now, and 10 years from now? And I would say do all three.
Yep.
What can be a gift that you can give yourself a year from now for your wherever your next birthday is, right? If it just passed or in a couple months, whatever. The second one could be write down what you can give yourself 5 years from now. That might be a little loftier goal if you want to own a home. You know, say, hey, I'm going to gift myself with a house or with starting to get that process done, clear some credit up. And 10 years from now, the 10 years from now should be a really good, lofty goal. And stretch that thing, right? Because with God, you can do anything. So I would say stretch yourself with that 10 year and really think about what you can do to gift yourself 10 years from now. You know, that's so good. And that's mm-hmm. that's such a big thing.
Well, I think the best one for me, because I got 6 months to do so.
Okay.
And that's spiritually first.
Uh-huh.
Mentally, I need to be there in my arena.
Yeah.
Need to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody into my arena.
That's right.
To deter me.
That's right.
I got to remember to keep those four D's, desire, dedication, determination, coupled with discipline.
Yeah.
Because we can't achieve any of that if we don't have discipline.
That's so true.
So, and then what I say is spiritually, mentally,
yep,
and health.
Health-wise, so physically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep, and I think we all got a physical piece, you know what I'm saying, that we need to do, because physical is not just the outer appearance, it's the inner appearance.
That's it.
Right? So,
that's it.
And I say all the time, I'm a big dude. I'm looking at right now, I'm at probably 249 right now, right?
But what you lost, though.
Because I was about 23, 25 at one mm-hmm. point. But I say all the time, I joke with people, I say, man, you can line 10 people up that look healthy, and I can bet you I'm going to be probably number 3, number 4 if we had a foot race right now.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, they look it.
Yeah.
But they ain't got the physical.
Don't depend on what you see.
That's right.
With that naked
ass. Lungs is messed up.
Who are you talking about?
They just can't gain no weight. You know, some folks just can't gain no weight.
Who be aching? Hey, some of them can't lose weight.
Thanks to them shades, the boy I'm saying from back up. We ain't never missed no meal. I ain't never in my life
missed a meal.
Never.
You fast.
Because I chose to.
Yeah.
But it ain't never been because I had to, by the grace of God. It ain't never been.
What about you, Emily?
Well, I'm glad that we're on the topic of manifestation. Well, I just been working on it personally all year. So basically what I do, I made a monthly goal tracker, right?
Got
and
you.
The purpose is to maintain the objective to focus on the year of the change.
That's good.
And, you know, each month has its own, like, theme. So, like January, my theme was creativity and balance. So everything I listed under there was like finding hobbies or building my own mental and physical like endurance, like just doing things in that month so I don't like overwhelm myself with, oh, I need to change this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
You can break it down. So like, you know, short-term goals, 6 months, you know, medium-term goals, like 2 years, 2 to 3 years, long-term, 5 and up. So it's like,
That's good.
Keep working on that. That's I also good. Have an app that's like the law of attraction. So it's like manifestation. You just put something in there that you want to see fruition. And you'll just open the app every day, repeat it to yourself like 3 times, and, you know, you'll feel better.
That's good. That's so good. You said there's an app?
Yeah.
What app is that?
Can you tell me what the app is?
The app is manifestation, like, dash, law of attraction. So you probably can go in your Google Play Store or your Apple Store and just type in law of attraction. And a little yoga thing should be coming up with a purple icon. And it's easy to set up.
Have you seen The Secret before?
I haven't.
You got to watch The Secret.
Okay.
If anybody out there that hasn't watched The Secret, make sure you watch The Secret. The Secret is so good.
What is that about?
So The Secret basically talks about the things you speak and them coming to reality, right? And that how we speak things is so deep, right? Because what do you do with words? When you learning how to read, right?
Mm-hmm.
What they have the ends with a B, you do spelling B's, right? So the spelling. So when you do a word, you spell the words, right? So you got to watch the words that you speak because you're putting a spell on yourself.
Wow.
Right? If you get too deep with stuff and you start talking about stuff, oh, I'm fat, I'm out of shape, I can't do that, I ain't got the money, I ain't gonna be able to do it. You gotta stand every day, you know, the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue, right?
That little red devil.
That's right. So you gotta make sure that the stuff that you speak, Anthony also says, there's another thing, Anthony O'Neill, because I'm taking his class right now, there's a thing that they say, so speak what you seek until you see what you say.
That's what? Powerful.
Right?
Speak what you
seek. Speak what you seek until you see what you say. You know, so you got to be very, very careful, be very, very cognizant, be very, very aware of your surroundings, of your words, and the things you put out into the atmosphere, and the things you speak over yourself more than anything, you know. Gossip is one thing, but another thing is if you're speaking stuff over yourself, because we can be our own worst enemy sometimes. It don't take nobody else to beat us up. We beat our own self up by just the stuff that we say sometimes, you know. So that's one thing that I think we should pour into ourselves is to make sure.
Your reality is always going to be within your own mind. That is your realm. So as long as you think bad, you're going to see bad.
That's right.
If you think good, you will see good. It will take time, but just don't take away from it. You got to keep up with the positivity.
You got to keep going. And it gets hard sometimes.
It does.
It gets hard sometimes to do that. So, yeah, it you know, it is what it is. You got to keep it going. You got to keep it flowing. And like I said, we're going to speak like that. So we're always going to speak these daily affirmations.
Don't I tell you that every time
I
get a moment? It's taking time out. It's taking a moment. Yep. It's being a friend to yourself.
That's right.
Always have those, the four Ds, like I just said. Desire, dedication, determination, coupled with discipline. And then you got the four T's. You got to think that thing through. And once you think it through, then you don't worry about your CDCs, your choices, decisions, and consequences in life. So with that being said, negativity, you don't want any of that to get into your arena, which is your mind. So with that being said, you got to speak it. You got to believe it. And if you don't believe these things, then they're not going to prosper.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. God already got a plan for all of our lives, right?
He already know the plan.
He already knows the destiny and where we're going, but it's like how you get there. Or how rough the path is, you know, it's up to us, right?
Well, with that being said, if we're talking about what God know, God already know. He's giving us a chance to figure this thing out.
That's right.
And once we own to it and we done caught it, and then we can run with it.
That's right.
Run tail that. I said it.
That's so good. That's so good. So listen, y'all, remember, March 17th, be in the building with us. We have the Wine and Winning Conversations. It's about to go down. We got a lot of stuff coming this week. Listen, stay tuned. Stay locked in. We got a whole nother hour with y'all, man, here on your number one station for Darker Temper R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love Hour, and we fully staffed today.
Keep it locked.
Let's go.
Have you ever wanted to know how to get a government contract? Well, look no more. Witcher Consulting is offering a government contracting masterclass set to launch November 1st. You'll learn the importance of small business startup and evaluation, small business wealth building and credit, public speaking, and government contract consulting. Contact Witcher Consulting today at 678-607-6070. That's 678-607-6070 to join the waiting list. Mention 92.3 to receive a 20% promotion code. Call today, Witcher Consulting at 678-607-6070.
Hot92.3.com.
BGA one time, let's go.
Remember the time when I was broke and didn't have a dime. Uh-huh. Almost let go, but you made a way, still answering prayer.
So what you gonna do?
Gonna keep it to myself, gotta tell somebody how you made me that free.
I'ma tell my story.
Then
what he do?
Heal me.
I'm here. Delivered.
Kept your promise and you saved.
Gotta tell somebody. Let's tell the story. He took my situation. He turned it all around. And now I'm so much better. God did it. When I thought it was over, he came through. And I'm so thankful that you did. God did it.
Somebody gotta tell
your neighbor.
this one. Remember all he's brought you through. He'll never leave you. Huh. No weapon formed. No matter what the enemy tries, it may fall, but it won't prosper. Hey, I'm more than a conqueror. Yes, sir. And we can laugh in the enemy's face. He's already defeated. Look, devil.
Put your hands.
Now this part's for anyone who's ever come back from a setback. Tell everybody, God did it.
Another commercial free hour.
Another commercial free hour.
On the all new Hot 92.3.com. 92.3.com.
It's all about the old school.
Playing the best variety of old school. All your favorite old school. Right here.
Right now.
This is UNN, Urban Network News, national news and information for and about people of color. I'm Alexander Caden.
As black Americans are elected to office in record-breaking numbers and we transition into the end of Black History Month, black leaders are hoping for more than just demographic representation in government. What they're hoping for are black politicians who share an agenda and support issues that matter to black people. A Crips gang member was sentenced to at least 60 years in prison for killing California rapper Nipsey Hussle outside his Crenshaw clothing store in 2019. A Los Angeles Superior County Court judge sentenced Eric Holder Jr. to 25 years to life in state prison for murdering Hussle and an additional 25 years to life based on a sentencing enhancement because he used a gun. Holder must also serve an additional 10 years on assault convictions for shooting two other men who were with Hussle the day of the killing. There's a slight chance that 80-year-old Joe Biden may not seek another term as president, so some in the Democratic Party are looking at a Plan B, which could include Vice President Kamala Harris. The battle between Chicago and Atlanta over hosting the 2024 Democratic Convention is heating up with a new claim from Chicago that Atlanta has too many guns with its lenient open carry gun laws. Chicago, Atlanta has too many guns. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. Oh, my goodness. You talk about the pot calling the kettle black. You've been listening to UNN, Urban Network News. For more news and information for and about people of color, visit our website at myunn.net.
Tyson's though, lonely nights, I'm alright, I can vibe alone, so don't be tired, I'm quiet, no inquiring though, I know your angles, way back then, show your bracelet, Cartier stacking for days, look like Thanos, you saying the universe ain't grateful, I put infinity stones on all your fingers, generous when I got, feelings for who I got, feelings for when I'm not, feeling you girl I'm not, dealing with other feelings, I feel that you fear a lot, cause I be in my feelings, I'm giving you what I've got, maybe I'm on your page, maybe I got your heart, maybe I can't love you cause I don't know where to stop. And chasing your potential ain't enough. I guess I am what I am, but you are who you was, what's up?
situation now. Girl, I can't tame you, I can't blame you, yeah. You know the way to pose, you know your angle. I can't tame you, I can't tame you.
You look good, girl.
Like,
look, okay, this energy's giving me sex symbol. Pose for me, girl, I think I'm the best with you. Pose for me more, I think you're the best for me. Now post when I'm done and credit your ex. Hey, you petty, you flex different. You know I be the plug, the one to connect with you. Now go up in these stores and tell them who mess with you. You know I take you home, but now you address different. Woo! I ain't tricking, we clicking, now I ain't tripping. You sipping, reposado, pursue what I say my sentences. I be with hood, christen them, or the slime. It's Sean Falara, now I been popping back when Papa came out. I be like, shawty, shawty, put that shit on and take a pic. I bet you catch a body. 650, I pull up, they gon' 180 to us. They gon' be hating on us, but you be straight, then I be straight. And ain't no angle to it, let's do it. Woo! Hey, breath.
See the way it's rolling now. Girl, I can't tame you, I can't blame you.
The ballad and beat. guess I think I'm going out of my head for you. But you, yeah. And I think I'm going out of my head, 'cause I can't explain these tears that I've shed.
Digital radio company is giving you an opportunity to advertise your business on one or more of our 9 radio stations that reach millions of listeners. Cluster Radio Media is offering advertising packages for as low as $250 per month. Call 770-703-7647. 770-703-7647. And let Cluster Radio Media help grow your business for as low as $250 per month. 770-703-7647. Call now.
Have you ever wanted to know how to get a government contract? Well, look no more. Witcher Consulting is offering a government contracting masterclass set to launch November 1st. You'll learn the importance of small business startup and evaluation, small business wealth building and credit, public speaking, and government contract consulting. Contact Witcher Consulting today at 678-607-6070. That's 678-607-6070 to join the waiting list. Mention 92.3 to receive a 20% promotion code. Call today, Witcher Consulting at 678-607-6070.
Girl, I've got something to say. I never wanted to play with your heart. I've got to tell you the truth. Only wanna be with you. I might have had a few drinks. Got up the courage to say, you're the one. Promise I'm done playing cool. Only wanna be with you. Every day I'm calling, calling, calling. Telling you I'm all in, all in, all in. Mess around and fall in, fall in love. About it all day. So sweet, I can't stay away from your love. There's nothing I'd rather do. Only wanna be with you. Every day I'm calling, calling, calling. Telling you I'm all in, all in, all in. Mess around and fall in. Fall in love with me. Every day I'm calling, calling, calling. Telling you I'm all in, all in, all in. Mess around and fall in. Fall in love.
Okay, we back here on your number one station for dark contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love Hour, and that was Be With You by Darrell Anthony. Like I told you, I make sure you check that out, and Satisfy is out now. That's the new single
Darrell
Anthony, Satisfy, but that Be With You is always a hit. That's always going to be a hit. So, but yeah, we're going to get into it a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit, and we're going to talk about what I want to kind of chime into is talking about judgment from other people, right? Judgment from other people is the thing that you do not need to add to your life. You need to worry about yourself and getting yourself together and just judging others as well too, right? But and just about how God loves us. So don't worry about people judging you, and don't necessarily judge yourself, but just make yourself better every day. You know, focus on trying to be better every day. Like you said, those goals we were talking about, and what are you going to offer yourself in the future? So in Proverbs 3:12, it says, "The Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights." So with that being said, God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he loves us, he wants us to do better. And he wants us to have better and be better.
Yes.
So there's 7 things to remember when being judged by others. Okay. The 7 things go like this. It's not about you. It's about them. It has nothing to do with you. When they're judging you, And I've said this before, if you ever had somebody in your life, right,
mm-hmm.
or people in your life, where they kind of hate on you, right?
And, no
and
it's reason. Like
they hate, but there's a reason. Let me tell you what their reason is. The reason that they're hating on you, if you're doing something in some rites of success in your life, is because it makes them self-reflect on their own life and what they're not doing. I had one person tell me one time I went back home and they said, I'm gonna call you Jordan because that's what I know you by. She was like, I don't know who you think you are talking about, Jay Shade. I said, honey, I never said that I wasn't Jordan. That's my birth name, and the J comes from Jordan, and my last name is Shade. That's who I am. So people judge you, and they want to create a conflict, because what happens is when people are living a mediocre life, basically, it makes them look at you like you're doing something extraordinary. And I would always say, I don't feel like, because I feel like I'm not doing nothing necessarily extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm just moving and you're standing still.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And my thing is, God's given me the grace and ability in my life to move. Like, I just got a hunger for more, right?
What he gave to
and
you, some people just
don't have that, and that's fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
But don't be mad at me because I'm moving. it ain't about me being the best, but God can use anybody. Mm-hmm. I was joking with somebody the other day, and I said, the song said, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. I said, I'm the anything. That's me. I'm the anything that he's talking about. So I God has used me so many different ways, and I'm just so grateful for that. So the first thing, like I said, back to that is, it's not about you. It's about them, right? They're the ones that have an issue. It has nothing to do with you. Number two is, does it matter what they think? It matters what do you think about you. Let's be good to ourselves.
Yes.
Not about what they think about you. What do you think about yourself? What do you feel... if you're not at your optimal, if you're not at your best, then we got to do what we got to do to make ourselves better, right? It's not about nobody else. It ain't nobody else's fault. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. What do you think about you? That's the next one, right? So number three, you don't have to convince them of anything. You don't owe any. Listen, if you're a grown adult and you pay your own bills and you take care of yourself,
it costs
in any degree.
Mm-hmm.
You don't owe anybody an explanation. Now, you do have your morals, you know, mm-hmm. you do have certain things that you have inside of you, but you don't owe nobody no explanation.
Yep. If you
hold up to your own standard what God's telling you to do. Now, if God convicts you of something, then yeah, you might want to step it up a notch. But no, just because somebody tells you, oh, you should be doing this, you could have did that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you let nobody pigeonhole you into nobody's hole, mm-hmm. no corner, to tell you what you should and should not be doing.
Don't
right?
put you in that chicken coop like Devo would.
That's right. You know, like Smokey the chicken coop. Okay, number four. You don't need them to know the truth. You need to remind yourself of the truth. You know who you are.
Live your That's own right. truth.
You don't got to remind them of who you are or what you are. And I always say, too, with that. So say you get into it with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go spreading some rumors, some lies about you. Anybody that doesn't know your character that believes those lies,
That's
they ain't your people in the first place.
Always say it.
Your character and the person you are and your character will shine through in every situation. If people know who you are, they're not going to second guess who you are by somebody just come telling them something about you. Because somebody could tell me something about either one of y'all and I'm like, yeah, they did that. Or be like, nah, they wouldn't do nothing like that. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, you yeah. know your people.
Yeah.
And if it ain't your people, it ain't your tribe.
See,
the people you're supposed to be around, stop worrying about what everybody has to say about you. Stop worrying about their judgment, because they're not a part of your tribe anyway. They're not a part of we're supposed to love everybody,
mm-hmm.
but they're not a part of your future.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just a part of your past, and you got to let them stay in the past. Okay. Number five, you don't need them to accept you or the situation. You need to come to your own acceptance of your own situation and who you are. That's what it has to be. You have to accept it for yourself. Number six, you can't stop them from judging you. So focus all your energy on detaching from the ones that judge you. Because sometimes we attach to people and you need their confirmation of you know, they got to feel like they got to know.
I think that's humans' problem, though. We look for external confirmation.
That's right.
And we don't need that. But, no. you know, with it being a community at all, you care about the people, you know, opinion if you care about them.
Yes.
You want to do things in the light of, I want to respect this person or I want to act mm-hmm. this way for this certain person. But you shouldn't be like that with everybody.
That's right.
They don't deserve that.
And if you're being your best version of you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're an adult in your right mind, right, you know when you're not
on track doing something right. You know you mm-hmm. need to work on this more and do that more. So it's about holding yourself accountable. Not judging you yourself.
No.
But hold yourself accountable mm-hmm. for the things that you need to do in your life so that way you can become the best version of the, I say the optimal version of you, right? The top tier version of you. Mm-hmm. So that way you can carry yourself through whatever God purpose that he has for you in your life. But you can't do that if you're so worried about what this person thinks of you. Because a lot of times, the truth of the matter is, and I'm going to say this, and I love y'all, I love everybody that's listening to Radio Land, but the truth is, it ain't really got nothing to do with somebody judging us. We just lazy. So we don't want to have to do what we have to do to be our best self.
Looking for an excuse.
You're looking for excuse. And if the excuse is, oh, they're going to think this about me, they're going to think that about me, that just makes you just stay in your laziness and your mediocreness and not do what God has already told you and he's already gifted you to do. But so you...
Do you necessarily think that doesn't come from a person with that's not strong?
Well,
some people don't believe enough in themselves.
But that takes a healthy self-esteem. And healthy self-esteem is being able to point out your flaws and your strengths. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you can't just always fall back on your flaws. Then mm-hmm. you're never going to grow as a person. Mm-hmm. And your ego is the biggest, you know, enemy when it comes to yourself. So you can't just focus all on the good that you have. Because then there's no balance. There's mm-hmm. no growth for real.
Yep, and I feel like God gives us the strength, and he gives us the ability and the gifts of our limbs and our mind. It starts in your mind, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if you lose that, if this mind goes dead, what happens to the body?
It's dead. You beat the head, the tail gonna die.
It's over, mm-hmm. right? So, and I think in that, before you do anything else, before you talk about people judging you, before you judge yourself, before you do any of that, how the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. So first you seek God first. God will give you the direction. He'll give you the knowledge, the ability to go forward and push forward. You got to seek God first. And everything else, all your heart's desires will be added to you if it aligns with his will for your life. And I think that's one thing that you got to do is you got to make sure you're aligning with what God has for you this year. Because there's a lot of things we can go this and hustle, do this and do that. But is it really aligning with your purpose and what God has for you in your life? If it's not aligning, then you got to get up off of that thing.
I'm coming into my word.
Yeah. Well, you got to get up off of that thing. Listen, and then the last one I have for y'all, number 7. If they judge you about something you already feel insecure about, then it's a blessing in disguise. Run and run fast, people. Get away from those people because some people know your soft spot. Mm-hmm. They know
mm-hmm. yes.
they know where you're hurting at. They know where your wounds are, and mm-hmm. they'll put their finger right in that wound because Preach. They know that's how they keep you down. You know how they say you keep your thumb on somebody? Mm-hmm. Imagine that thumb is poking inside of a wound, something that hurts, something yes, that yes. you know that aches, and you done talked to them in confidence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then they want to use that thing against you over and over again because that keeps you down on their level. Not that no one's better than anybody else, but it'll keep you out of your purpose and to keep you beneath them. Mm-hmm. I've had some people say some stuff to me, man, that consider themselves friends, and they've said some things to me that subconsciously, honestly, it stopped me from pursuing my music on the level I should have pursued it on. It stopped me, as much as I move, it stopped me from pursuing my inner levels of entertainment because it was like, oh, you're not ready. You need to work on. But that's the devil is a lie. And that was the enemy because it was their insecurities trying to prevent me from being the best me that I can be. And
I'm sorry, but do you think those people are aware of what they're doing most
of
the
time? Oh, I think for sure.
Yeah.
I think for sure. So. And I think for sure because you got to think about the type of people you're talking about, if they're intellectual, if they're into reading. And there's a book that's very, very, it teaches people how to deceive people. It's called The 48 Laws of Power. Have you ever heard of that book?
Yeah.
So basically, The 48 Laws of Power teaches people how to deceive people and how to trick people into do other things. We're going to talk about that more when we come back here on your number one station for Dr. Tipper R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love Hour. Let's get to it. DJ.
Let me see you clap. Come on. Let's have some fun. Y'all ain't clapping over here. Come on. Yes, sir. Come on. Let's take it home. Come on. Listen. I've got the victory. I'll never lose.
What's up, good people? This your boy Sean, host of Red Cup Conversations. Join me each and every Saturday and Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on your number one urban adult contemporary R&B station, Hot 92.3. For right now, keep it locked, y'all.
metronome, trust she hung her shit.
Can't tell me hammer time, hey. Bedtime, I ain't never had a bedtime. Headline, boy, you looking at a headline. Hammer time, they can't tell me hammer time, hey. Hammer time, hey. They can't tell me hammer time. Bedtime, watch me kill the scene. Bedtime, hey. Bedtime, we gon' steal the scene. Bedtime, I say MC Hammer, out the slammer. I say free for real, feel my town around. My family got a piece. Hammer time, they can't tell me hammer time. Hammer time, they can't tell me hammer time. Bedtime, I ain't never had a bedtime. Headline, boy, you looking at a headline. Hammer time, they can't tell me hammer time. Hammer time, they can't tell me hammer time. Bedtime, watch me kill the scene. Bedtime, bedtime, we gon' steal the scene. Bedtime,
now tell me who you fooling. How you coolin', flexin' with the jeweler. What you doin'? You don't measure up, I met the ruler. Closet full of chains, boy, you never been a shooter. I don't need a chain, just to prove it. Boy, I'm movin', where you movin'? Out your mama house, off your mama couch. If we livin', what we talk about? You don't talk a lot. Lambo, rented Lambo, you can say that. Took my money, built a studio, and took the range back. H-Town to Atlanta, country mama, MC Hammer. Boy, we too legit to quit, I die, I resurrect my yacht. Boy, I stay on my job. You know, got my standard, he the answer. I ain't perfect, I'm just purchased out here working with the hammer light.
Hammer time, they can't tell me hammer time. Hammer time, they can't tell me hammer time. Bedtime, I ain't never had a bedtime. Headline, boy, you looking at a headline. Hammer time, they can't tell me hammer time. Hammer time, they can't tell me hammer time. Bedtime, watch me kill the scene. Bedtime, we gon' stay the same bedtime.
All right, we're back here on your number one station for dark contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love Hour. Listen, y'all, we had some good conversation.
Yes,
we
checked in. And
matter of fact, in the interim when we were sitting here, my mom had go and text her. She said, "Yeah, you got to keep." They're trying to keep you from growing, spreading them negative seeds. You know what you got to do? Mm. You got to let them negative seeds fall off of you. You just got to let them flow off mm-hmm. of you. Don't even let them get planted in the soil.
Look, fall on right? deaf ears.
Fall literally on deaf speaking. Ears. Literally. Literally. And people would do it. They'll do it with words. They'll do it with situation. Now, where I'm from, this is how we do. I call it...
Des Moines.
In Des Moines, where I'm from. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Midwest overall, uh-huh. When it comes to like the racism that we have. Okay. I call it like secret racism, right? We don't really have a lot where they do basically where it's like they'll call you out of your name or something like that out of nowhere. Yeah. We have more like they'll prevent you from exceeding in a business. They'll prevent you from getting certain funding. They'll prevent you from getting a job that you're qualified for,
so
stuff
it's like
that.
Glass ceiling, but for yes. the black community.
For sure. Okay. For sure. So in that, you know, you gotta kinda watch how you let people pour onto you and just make sure that you're doing the best that you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You got to make sure you're doing the best you need to do. Now, Eb, tell the people you finished your classes, huh?
Yes, I did. Oh, that was the testimony for last week. So that's why my last week was so great. I was struggling.
Was it rough?
It was pretty rough.
Yeah.
But, you know, by the grace of God and my teachers, thank you, Albany Tech College. I passed. 289s. I love
congratulations.
It.
Hey,
congratulations. Hey,
that's so dope. That's good stuff. So, yeah.
Yes, it is.
That school ain't no joke, man.
No, it's not. It doesn't even matter what you go in for, regardless if it's 2 years, 4 years. I commend you for 8 years.
That's hard.
That's when we doctors then.
That's it. That's
Dr.
It.
That Dre.
That ain't no joke. Dr. Dre.
Alexander Morgan. Private eye.
Oh, Lord.
You get up off of
them. I'm going to read today.
Go ahead, talk to you. Go ahead.
Riff. Reading is fundamental, people. But just to piggyback off of what Jordan was saying, that was all good, this conversation we had in here. It can go on and on and on. And it was so fitting that it fell into what I wanted to bring forth today. Your girl, the stunning, spectacular, sensational, say Sheila, seriously striving for success. What I would like to bring to everybody out there, all eyes on me, all ears listening. I woke up ready this morning, y'all. So here today, I want to say, coming from 2 Corinthians 9 and 8 out of the NLT, people, it reads as such, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. So there's no reason for the hate, people. If you ain't like somebody else, guess what? What God gave to me, it is for me. And what God gave to you, it is for you. People, never give up, no matter how complicated the situation may become. Let the struggles for joy outdo the battle of pain. God didn't call you to surrender. God called you to succeed. Now go forth. Keep pushing. Trust God. Possibilities. Hey, your girl, Sheila.
That's good.
That's it right there.
That's so good.
Y'all pay attention. Hit me up on IG. Let's go. Yep. Sheila Morgan.
Oh,
that's it. That's it. You got to, you know what? It's one of them things you can't worry about the haters, man.
If you live life now knowing what we done been through over the last 4 years, come on now. Corona should have opened up your eyes to some degree.
That's right.
Some degree.
That's right.
Because y'all know we got to deal with these Corona babies in the future. Now we got to get right before these babies go to getting in the second grade.
Apparently there is something stronger than Corona in South Africa right now.
What?
I forgot the name.
Hope they keep it.
I hope they keep it. And that's where it came from. They're saying it came from bats as well.
Come on.
Bats.
Yeah, bats.
What's up with these folks and these bats?
What's up with this pandemic out of nowhere?
They need these bats alone.
Oh my goodness!
Bats. I got one for you. This is funny. So talking about stuff overseas, right?
Uh-huh.
Talking about people doing stuff overseas. Kevin Hart got into some heat.
Oh, wow.
I hope y'all heard about that.
No.
Kevin Hart got into some heat, and his show got canceled. Let me tell y'all what Kevin.
Oh Lord, he been canceled.
Kevin Hart. Egyptian debut show got canceled due to him saying ancient Egyptians were black. They did not like that.
Why?
Canceled his whole listen, I'm gonna read it to you. Check this out. According to the All Monitor, right, would be Kevin Hart's first performance in Egypt was canceled earlier this week. The decision followed backlash Hart received for comment that allegedly made on the racial composition of ancient Egyptians. Hart was due to perform in Cairo Tuesday, the Egyptian talent agency R Production released a statement on Facebook the day prior saying that show had been canceled due to local logistical issues. The decision followed comments Hart reportedly made in December that referred to ancient Egyptians as black people.
Mm-hmm.
We must teach our children the true history of black Africans when they were kings in Egypt and not just the era of slavery, which is so true. That is cemented by education in America. Do you remember the time when you were kings, reportedly Hart said. The comments have been widely attributed to Hart, but there is no definite evidence Hart made them. The race of ancient Egyptians have been the subject of the debate for decades. The theory that ancient Egyptians were black was pioneered by Senegalese historians Chika Anta Diop in the 20th century. Some modern scholars have cautioned against using modern day racial categories in reference to the ancient Egyptians. Wait, isn't Egypt in Africa?
Yes.
I thought it was.
Aren't those people dark? Dark skin, fair skin?
I tell you, folks are...
Didn't your boy tell it best?
I'm telling you.
Michael Jackson, do you remember the time? What did you see sitting up there? That king and that queen was what? They look like
I'm telling you, boy.
Eddie Murphy's show is black.
It's a rough crowd out here, boy. It's a rough crowd out here. So listen, we're gonna get out of here. We're gonna get to it. Listen, we appreciate y'all chiming in with us here on your number one station for Darker Temper R&B Hot 92.3. It's the Inspirational Love. We had a good show. Next up, Red Cup Conversations is about to go down here. Cluster Radio Media Live. This is I'm wore out.
He tired, Jim.
I'm wore out. But we made it. So glad I made it.
Come on.
I made it through. Listen, catch me next Sunday, 9:45 a.m. Breathe ATL, and we'll be here at 2 p.m. We've got a special guest going to be in the 2 to 4 p.m. here on the Inspirational Love Hour. Here, and don't forget, don't play yourself. Pray yourself. We love y'all. Peace.
Peace.
It's Tell It Like It Is by Aaron Neville. It hit the charts at number one on this day in 1967. Now, that's not all that happened on this day in Black History, but that's all the time we have. Tune in tomorrow for another edition of On This Day in Black History.
Chronic Killer, that's the name, kills all chronic odors with the world's number one burning oil / air freshener. That's right, there's a burning oil that we developed that you can spray as well. No added chemicals, no added colors. That's right, give us a call today at 404-286-6700. Or come on by Heavenly Body Products at 2571 Park Center Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia. Get your supplies today. Start your own business. That's right, ChronicKiller.com. We keep the hood smelling good.
What's going on, family? It's your boy Jay Shade, and this is your number one station for adult contemporary R&B. Hot 92.3. Make sure you check me out each and every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Inspirational Love Hour. And don't forget, don't play yourself. Pray yourself. Peace.
Nico de Gallo.
Dirty South, dirty, dirty. Can y'all really feel me? Feel the East Coast, feel me.
Say what?
West Coast, feel me. Dirty South,
dirty, dirty, dirty.
Can y'all really feel me?
I got feel the
East Coast, feel me. West Coast, feel me.
Boy, I've been watching you like the hope in the sky. That you are my prey. And I promise you, if we keep bumping heads, I know.
commercial-free hour.
Another commercial-free hour.
On the all-new Hot923.com. 923.com.
It's all about the old school.
Playing the best variety of old school. All your favorite old school. Right here.
Right now.
This is UNN, Urban Network News, national news and information point about people of color. I'm Alexander Caden.
Former North Carolina basketball star Brad Daugherty, who is co-owner of JTG Daugherty Racing, became the first black principal owner to win a Daytona 500 when Ricky Stenhouse Jr.'s 47 car finished first. The North Carolina Tar Heel legend is one of the few black owners in all of NASCAR, along with Michael Jordan. As black Americans are elected to office in record-breaking numbers and we transition into the end of Black History Month, black leaders are hoping for more than just demographic representation in government. What they're hoping for are black politicians who share an agenda and support issues that matter to black people. 30 civil rights, education, equity, and gender equality groups have penned a letter demanding the College Board stand up to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis after the botched rollout of the company's AP African American Studies course. The letter called for the current president of the College Board to resign so that new leadership could advocate for students and academic freedom. Don Lemon is back on the air at CNN after his controversial comments about when a woman is in her prime. But the network has reportedly warned Lemon another remark like that will cost him his job. The state of Washington has joined more than a dozen other states in seeking to crack down on toxic substances in cosmetics after a state-funded study found lead, arsenic, and formaldehyde in makeup, lotion, and hair straightening products made by CoverGirl and other brands. You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News. For more news and information for and about people of color, visit our website at myunn.net.
Up on the scene, done dealing with you, don't know how to deal with me. Done fucking with you, don't know how to love me. Done dealing with you, so I'm back. It seemed like I get so much and don't get nothing back. I really thought it was love, but you're so fucking whack. Always get caught up in love, but I am done with that. I can't get caught up in love, so now I'm, yeah. Flexing on my exes and my Model X. Pretty little skinny little bitty body Model X. Some of y'all ain't never had no real big tennis shows. I keep it 100 from my head down to my toes. Back up on my boots, back up on the move. Touchdown in my hometown, got nothing to lose. I am on my own now, I am in control now. I need you to go now, I can fix my own crown. Back up on my boots, back up on. Done dealing with you, don't know how to deal with me. Done fucking with you, don't know how to love me. Done dealing with you, so I'm back, yeah.
Your ex, I see you still about your old ways. Might just see him for the weekend, you say that's a cold play. I be feeling triggered, I don't know how to let it go. Really, you ain't shit, I know I'm too emotional. Putting me through it, he's the only thing that's been getting me through it. He be coming through with it, and I hope you cool with it. I just met your roommate, put him on my to-do list. Back up on some new shit, everything in between. I'm out here, I'm getting stupid. I'm done being exclusive. And you know the truth is that this niggas is useless. I'm back up on my bush,
back up on the scene. Out here acting foolish, like I'm 17. I just bought a new whip, don't need gasoline.